And hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Business Radio X. We are cutting in and broadcasting live from the Bears Best Atlanta Golf Course in Suwanee, Georgia. This is the first annual Partnership Against Domestic Violence, Tee Up to End Domestic Violence Golf Tournament. Mike here along with Amanda. Brian Shia has joined us. Brian is with PNC Bank, right, Brian? And you actually were out on the course today.
Just finished up to today.
And how'd you do out there?
We ended up, looks like, I'm looking at the leaderboard right now, looks like we're right now in second place, so good so far. We had a very unstressful day. A lot of birdies, made one eagle and two pars, so it was a lot of fun.
What was the best part about your game?
Today probably putted really well. Second hole made a really long putt from about 50 feet, which was nice. When you make some of those out in a scramble, it makes your day a lot easier. Part of a scramble when you make some putts is usually when you score pretty well. So
there was threats of rain, but the rain held off and it was a gorgeous day. But were the greens, were they slow because
very
of
slow.
The rain we've had?
The greens were very slow. We had trouble getting the ball to the hole, whether it was uphill or downhill. So they were very slow out there, but it was a great golf course and a fun day.
PNC is, as we mentioned, one of the partners and patron sponsor. Why was it important for PNC to be a part of this? And you came down, you said before we came on, came down from Charlotte to
That's right. Yeah, I drove down here, 4-hour drive to come down. One, just to be a sponsor for one of our customers that we went to, and also I was able to invite another customer of mine to the tournament as part of the sponsor, so I was able to come down and visit with two customers at once and see two customers. And shortly out of COVID, it's nice to finally get out and visit with customers since we haven't done that in quite a while. So it was a good event.
You got some work in and got to play.
Yeah, exactly.
He played on our dear friend Terry Jondal's team, not her team, but her company.
That's right.
CAB Incorporated. So, did you play with Kerry Heron's husband?
Terrence and Richard.
Okay. Richard was golfing today. That's Terry's husband.
Okay.
Very
nice.
And
they were both very good golfers, so we used a lot of their shots most of the day.
Very nice. Hey, tell our listeners a little bit about PNC and about the service that you guys provide.
Sure.
And your reach, et cetera.
Sure. PNC, Division of Corporate Investment Banking, we're in the business credit side of it. We do asset-based lending, so we'll lend on companies' inventory, AR receivables. It's a secured lending product from PNC Business Credit, and CAB happens to be one of those companies. They that fits in really nicely, and they were able to provide their senior financing for them.
Good.
Been a long-term relationship with the company. So
tell me about people that you're able to assist, in case we have any listeners that might seek you for some more information.
Any large middle market companies, probably $50 million in revenue or higher, as far as revenue size. Loan sizes, looking at revolver and term loans, probably in the 10 to 15 million or higher.
Mm-hmm.
Usually our sweet spot's probably about $25 to $30 million is our kind of a sweet spot for a loan.
And reflective of the market, have you guys also been booming on the loan side?
It's been a very interesting market. There is a lot of money out there right now.
And developers are out there. Seeing
a lot of activity, especially on the building product side and a lot of different areas. So it's been a very challenging and competitive market out there right now. So why it's important to probably go out here and meet with your customers and get in front of them as much as you can.
And of course, you're out here for a great cause, Partnership Against Domestic Violence.
Absolutely.
So that makes that's just the cherry on top.
Absolutely. It is a great cause. I'm glad we were able to support.
All right, Brian Shia, and we appreciate you stopping by, and hopefully, I know you had a great day, and I don't know if you had any dinner yet, but food is waiting for you.
Get your belly full right before you go on that drive home. Hopefully, you won't hit too much traffic.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thanks for stopping by, Brian. And again, we are broadcasting from the Tee Up to End Domestic Violence Golf Tournament at Bears Best Atlanta. And these live cut-ins are brought to you by Buffington Burns Electric for all of your commercial or industrial electrical needs. Get in touch with Buffington Burns. The website is buffingtonburns.com. And the phone number 770-922-8098. And you want to talk a little bit more about Buffington Burns? And they're a big part of what we're doing today.
Buffington Burns Electric, yes. Thanks so much for allowing us to come out today. Providing yesterday's quality with today's technology. Buffington Burns Electric is a full-service commercial and industrial contractor based out of Conyers, Georgia, and has been serving Metro Atlanta since 1980. Buffington Burns specializes in wiring for medical and contract lighting and R&M services. It is a broad array of commercial and industrial, including healthcare, broadcasting, transportation, manufacturing, hospitality, and beyond. At Buffington Burns Electric, all employees are journeymen and wiremen. and apprentices trained by the Atlanta Electrical Training Center, OSHA 10 and OSHA 30 certified, and background checked. Buffington Burns is a proud member of the Atlanta National Electric Contractors Association. Call today for your commercial or industrial electrical needs, 770-922-8098, and ask for Harold Danforth.
Who's that over your shoulder,
Amanda?
Hi, Randy
Redner. He's my dear friend. I was talking about you earlier.
Hey there.
How'd you do
that? Randy Redner here from the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia.
Shoot, we had a great time out there. I, you know, picked my team well, right? So I could just ride along, make sure they had enough water, enough to drink. And right now we are, Amanda, we are in second place.
Woo-hoo!
How about that?
Look at you.
You know, huh? Yeah.
You
but
know
more
how to
importantly.
Pick winners.
Yeah, but more importantly, first place for a partnership against domestic violence,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah,
that's the true winners today. And great organization, you know, love their team, and they do. Hey, you're taking the pictures. Look at that. Boom. Ah.
Doing a selfie as we
selfie.
Speak. It looked like you had a couple of foursomes out there.
We had five foursomes today, Mike.
Wow.
So we really loaded up because, again, not only is partnership against domestic violence do great work in their field, but they are also a fund holder with the Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. So their reserve fund sits with us, and we help take care of that so they can, in turn, do more out in the community.
How many nonprofits do you actually work with?
So we have, you know, in total about 300 fund holders, and about 50 of them are nonprofits. So it's Partnership Against Domestic Violence. It's Eagle Ranch. It's Annandale Village. Mm-hmm. It's Rainbow Village. You know, all of our top flight nonprofits.
Yeah.
That need, you know, some help on the backside managing some of their reserve and their endowment funds. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's the technical side.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also the connectivity, right? You know, Community Foundation, connect people who care with causes that matter. So we help understand those causes, and then we can connect up. So today, important for us, right? Five foursomes, four, 20 people out here, right, to get connected to Partnership Against Domestic Violence.
Yes.
So, you know, I was just talking to Judge Sill, so Dennis and his wife Elaine are here. That's Sherry Hayes. Mike Hayes' wife came out and played today,
mm-hmm.
you know, with us. The Stricklands, and, you know, on and on. So there's many ways to introduce.
Yes.
A golf course is just a great place to do it at.
It's a great segue. For our listeners who don't know, Randy Redner is actually an advocate for Business Radio X, and we're so appreciative of our partnership.
I am. What the heck?
You are. Yes, we saw Heather yesterday.
Giving back to Gwinnett.
Yes.
We just launched our podcast. That was number two. I listened to it, Amanda,
it
on the way
fantastic.
Home. Right, on, you know, mental health, which is a huge
topic,
you know,
especially this month.
Correct. Coming out of the pandemic, it is the healthcare crisis inside the healthcare crisis. So at Partnership Against Domestic Violence, we have seen increase in domestic violence, but we've also seen increase in suicide and
drug use, addiction, depression.
All of that coming out because we've all been locked away
for a year
and a half. Not really good, you know, for human beings from there. So that's why it was important during Mental Health Month that we have that conversation. And you guys, podcast was great. Speakers were
very
great,
well led,
right
yes.
on point. So we just keep on, you know, trying to tell the story and keep on going.
Yeah, the podcast is Giving Back to Gwinnett. So for anyone that wants to check out that episode, just search for Giving Back to Gwinnett on our website,
app.
But on any, your favorite podcast app, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, whatever the case may be. So this being the first annual Tee Up to End Domestic Violence Tournament, it seems like it's gone really, really smooth.
It has been, you know, a great day and a, you know, great tournament for the, you know, first time out. We thought it was going to rain. It was like 70% chance of rain.
Held off.
Yeah. I called Jeffrey last night at 8:00. I said, Jeffrey, what's the code word, right? You know, for the morning when this thing doesn't go. And he said, Randy, just have faith. God is good. He's going to, you know, he's going to take care of us. And
he
sure
gave
enough,
you a little cloud cover so you weren't in the sun all day.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It was perfect.
No, perfect day for it, you know, to get out. And, you know, we've seen golf, not only in America, but around the world grow over the last 15 months because of the pandemic. So people just want to, you know, it's a good way to get out, have a stroll, get an exercise.
Some fresh
and
air.
Fresh air and do some great work. Do you play, Amanda?
I play best ball, and I'll do 9 holes. I'm not the best. We won't be using my ball, but I am an enthusiastic participant, Randy. You know this. And I like
Well,
to
you're on
the
team
cart.
Next year.
Thank
right?
you.
Right? We can do a remote broadcast.
From the golf cart.
From the
and
golf
let's
cart.
Let's just go to all the holes.
Right. Mike, do you play?
As I like to say, golf is a four-letter word.
I get it.
I use a lot of four-letter words when I try to play. Well, they're giving away some awards and everything now, so why don't we just go ahead and take a break. But, Randy, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Always good to see you.
Always great to see you guys. We appreciate everything Radio X does for us.
Thanks, Randy. We appreciate all the work the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia does as well. And we'll let them do some awards. We'll have more interviews all this afternoon. So stay with us here on Business Radio X.